se va a dormir. Y le guarda su sueño un serafín. Esta niña bonita no tiene cuna, pero los Reyes Magos le traen una. Mi niña de mi alma, cuánto las quiero, los ojos de su cara son dos luceros. Canastitos de flores, cintas de seda.
Hola, flamencos y aficionados. I'm your host, Cristina de Sacramento, and you are listening to a short and sweet half hour of flamenco, brought to you twice a month by Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, broadcasting from 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, which is a city in the state of Minnesota, which is part of the United States of America. And we're also streaming on the World Wide Web. That's KFAI, Radio Sin Fronteras. And you were just listening to that Nana that I tried in vain to play on the last show. So I took it home, cleaned it off with an eyeglasses cloth, and wow, we got it back, and it's a beautiful Nana. I said I would look up some more for you, and I couldn't really find, I mean, I found a bunch of Nanas, but I couldn't find any background information on Nanas. But I do believe that it has a reference to Jesus being born in the stable. For instance, the baby in this song, that they were talking about, didn't have a cradle. So we'll leave that now. We've taken care of that. And we'll go on to the other songs that I didn't get a chance to play for you last week. I wanted to do a Rafael Romero piece called Liviana y Serana. Liviana is a palo that is much like seguirias. Definitely rhythmically, it's seguirias, but it is much less forceful. And serranas are based on an Andalusian folk song from Ronda, and as such, they are considered to be aflamencada, something that was brought into the flamenco repertory rather than originating as a flamenco song. So let's take a listen. Oops, I didn't want to do that. Not at all. So why? Mistakes already. And I'm only on my second disc. Okay. Come on, kiddo. You ready to go? Okay. Let's see what we get this time.
Cuando voy por la sierra, llevo mi macho, llevo mi macho. No hay ladrón que se acerque más de
10. This is the Serrana part.
Lo vi llorando. Lo vi llorando. Le faltó una cordera. Le faltó una cordera. Un lobo al pobre pastocito, ay, le hizo el robo al pobre pastocito, le hizo el robo.
That was rather an abrupt end. So Serranas are really, as far as I'm concerned, beautiful. My favorite one is sung by La Niña de la Puebla. It's called Está Nevando y something about And You Don't Love Me Anymore. Can't remember exactly how it's said. And when I was looking that up, when I was researching her singing it, it said that serranas are from the mountains, las sierras. And this one is from the hills of Ronda, according to the notes on this one. So interesting I've got to move ahead here to, we're going to listen to, it's called a Malagueña de Chacón, referring to Antonio Chacón. And the actual title of this Malagueña is Alora. But Chacón discovered it from, well, it was originally sung by El Canario de Madrid. Well, it was called a Malagueña del Canario de Madrid. And then it became called a Malagueña de Chacón. Little stinker there, yeah. All right. I hope that you enjoy this one.
Que siento la calentura que me dio. Yeah. por el hablao, ay, de la gente. Pero ten por entendido, ay, ay, que me va a costar la muerte el haberte conocido.
I forgot to tell you that that was Victoriano de Málaga, who was singing there, obviously very familiar with Malagueñas, and he did a lot of, I don't know what exact, how you would exactly conjugate the verb for that, but he did a lot of farfulando, which is that kind of warbling up and down embellishment of the cante. Up next, we have a minera. We're going to move from one side of Spain, the west side, to the east side, where the mining areas are on the Mediterranean. And this is going to be sung by Paco Muriana. And the guitarist is Niño de Briante.
Que mira lo que hoy te he comprado, que vengo de las minas de la carbonera. Con los botoncitos a un lado.
That was really beautiful, really beautiful. And he was doing some farfulando himself, as well as quejío, which is shouting, and a lovely voice he had. The next one is going out to Elena la Aceituna. It is a garrotín. Garrotín is from Galicia, along with Farruca, which we'll be closing the show with. Northern styles of song that the sailors would sing in bars when they were in Cádiz, dropping off their goods, the ship's goods, and then they would get adopted by the sailors in Cádiz and the people in the bars, and then they would kind of work their way into the flamenco repertory. So this is sung by Bernardo El de los Lobitos. Oops, I keep forgetting. I am back to two CD players, which I haven't had in a while, even though there is a place with two CD players now that one of the players hasn't been working. So I keep forgetting that I need to switch my channels on the big fader here. So I've done that, and we'll give it another try here.
Que soy arquitecto de la línea de Ere, llega Rotín, llega Rotán. Si quieres que yo te baile y te cante el garrotín, ponme una moneda a la mano y te haré trin, 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 trin. Pregúntale a mi sombrero. Mi sombrero te dirá la mala noche que paso y el relente que me da. Ya hay garrotín, ya hay garrotán, ya hay garrotín, ya hay garrotán. cuánto te quiero poner, te quiero tú apostar, que me coloco en la esquina y no te dejo pasar, que con el garrotín, con el garrotán, que con el garrotín, con el garrotán.
Well, you know, these guys that we're listening to today and that have been from, because I've been playing, I think for the past three shows, pieces from the Antología del Cante Flamenco. And it's an antología of singers from the 40s and 50s. It's a very different style of vocalizing. The voices are much more trained, you might want to say. They're very pretty and kind of come out of that style of singing that we had here in our country in the late 30s, early 40s. And of course, once Franco took over in what, 37, 38, that was it. Spain was cut off from the rest of the world, so all they had was the memories of that kind of singing. I think one of my favorite singers from that time was Gracia de Triana, beautiful voice, and very reminiscent of singing in the late 30s, early 40s in this country. So now we have a piece by Manolo Caracol, and it is called On the Liner Note, Bulería / Soleá. So we'll see if it's a Soleá por Bulerías, or a Bulería por Soleá, or a little bit of each, or neither, or what.
Thank you.
Well, I would have to say that that sounds like the Cante for Bulería sung in the style for Soleá, and the guitar was playing in the style of Soleá, but it was at a Bulería speed. So I wonder if that was the beginning of mixing those two palos up. Well, I am going to save the farruca for next week. And behind me, I'm going to say goodbye to you while Maraquilla Heredia is singing a rondeñas. And please tune in, well, not next week, please tune in 2 weeks for our next show, where we will once again be featuring the last of these, I'll have to remember to play Gracia de Triana too, the last of these cantes flamenco from the Antología. And by the way, I did look up Tientos Gitanos, and I wasn't able to find anything, so I'm going to have to dig a little deeper and find out what makes a Tientos Gitano. So be well, enjoy the coming of fall, and we will see you again in 2 weeks.